interest and hope that you're all doing well. And I pray that this podcast reaches you in good health. This morning, we are reminded of Psalm 145, verses 8 to 10, which declares that the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are all over His works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. In Genesis chapter 5, we meet a man by the name of Noah, the son of Lamech. After he was born, his father named him Noah and said, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord had cursed." Now we're going to take a look at chapter 6, reading from verses 1 to 13, then verse 17 and 18. "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive always with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and the beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Verse 17, And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life, from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Chapter 7 verse 1 says, And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the sight of God because he was a just man, perfect in all his ways, and because he had been righteous in his generation. The word perfect here, used in context, means that Noah was an exception to the sinful condition of mankind, those that were present in his time. He was not wicked. He was not corrupt or violent. And like his ancestor Enoch, he walked with God and did not rebel against him. You know, as I read this text, I heard in my spirit, one man. It took one man choosing to walk the straight and narrow to change the mind of God from utterly destroying all flesh from off the earth. The question I ask us all this morning is this. If this were to happen in our generation, with the life that I live, with the life that you live, be enough for God to say, because of Stacy, I will not utterly destroy mankind from off the face of the earth. Let us take a second to really examine the condition of our heart and the condition of our lives. And if indeed we are weighed in the balances and found wanting, let us seek to get back on track. God bless you. Keep safe.